It happened in the middle of Fifth Avenue. I am your host. We are trying to get the best information out to all of us. And if you are still an undecided voter, hopefully, maybe us giving you some information will help you. And listen, as I always say, this is such an important election. So you gotta really think. So there's been so much going on. We have one full month away before the election, and probably less than a month right now. By the time you guys listen to us, by the time this is edited down, it's going to be less than a month. And are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready for either way? I'll tell you right now, it scares me to pieces where we sit. I can't believe that the race, that the polling is showing it this close right now. And that kind of frightens me. And so this isn't a dig, but we are not, this is not left versus right. This is what is right, what is wrong, and how we came to be at this point. This is just very scary. So let's get us up to speed. There was supposed to be a second debate, and Harris was on board, and Trump has declined. So there won't be a second debate. Probably for the best on both parts, not on her part. I mean, for what reason would there be another debate? He wasn't going to be truthful. So what would be the purpose? He also declined. When I say he, I mean Trump. He also declined his 60-minute interview. He was on board initially, and then a change of events, and he no longer went on. So we are now really heading into a situation of what is right, what is wrong. Please use your brain, because this is such an important election. It's not just someone telling you it's an important election. So, you know, I'm not trying to be an ageist. I know that's a thing. I'm not trying to be. And it might come across that way. I apologize in advance. But I guess I feel we all didn't agree that Biden should be running. At that point, he did step out. It took a while, but he did. We have a 78-year-old man currently running who was responsible for January 6th. And however you are trying to spin it, he was still responsible. The fact that we have people that are still supporting him is astounding. I do agree that is astounding. What's more astounding is that he is 78 years old. He is 78. From the last articles I have read, he has refused to release medical records. Why? I feel, do any of you feel this way? I mean, I don't know. I cannot speak for the rest of you. But because this is an extraordinarily hard job, why hasn't he released his medical paperwork? Why? Is that a criteria? I'm presuming it is. Again, he is 78. I know I said that probably 30,000 times, but that is a huge thing. He is 78 and he's saying things that are just not true. And does that scare people? You know, I do listen. It isn't just, some people say, oh, you just listen to, you know, progressive or the left news, but that's not true. I try to evoke and listen to everything. The things I don't understand is how him and his VP pick have decided to push lies and narratives that are completely false and fabricated. such as the immigrants, the Haitian immigrants. What I don't understand is not only did you, are they pushing that they, I believe, eating animals? Not only are they pushing this and pushing this narrative, fact checked during the debate, he still wouldn't acknowledge that that was a lie. So this is really scary. And again, he's not going to get better. This isn't a thing where he is going to get better. This is not, he is not going to get better. He is 78 years old. He's angry. He's tired. He's talking gobbledygook. Now, am I being crass? Am I being hard? Well, we all went through his presidency before. And regardless of what you, where you stand and what line you stand on, I think it's interesting. Did we all have like a mass, like forgetfulness? I'm sure there's a better word. His handling of the pandemic was catastrophic. Do you think he handled it good? He made jokes. He asked about disinfectant. And regardless of what you think, did you think he was kidding? I don't think he was kidding. I think he was trying to act like he was intelligent. This was a deadly pandemic. I don't think he was up for it. And here we are. He's trying to run again. We are in 2024, and he is not the candidate that should be elected. Is it because I'm not a Republican? It's because he's putting out very violent stuff. He is still, you know, they ask him, are you planning on accepting the results? And he is saying, we'll see what happens. Well, no, that's not an answer. Is that an answer? You'll see the, no, if it's a fair election. Well, why wouldn't it be a fair election? So now you're putting this out there. We have to think. So, okay, instead of thinking, whatever you're trying to make a headway in your head, do you think he's going to have the stamina to consistently be available instead of tweeting out at 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning? If he were elected, do you think he could handle this position? I'm sorry. That's inconceivable. I do not believe at this point or at any point he is able, you know, I just don't believe it. Okay, so Trump was in Detroit, and he insults Detroit while he's in Detroit. Dude. I don't think, I understand he's got this huge cult following. I get it. I get even me saying the word cult is going to drive you all insane. I get it. Listen, I get it. And I get, you know, people really admire him. I watch, you know, the rallies and people really admire him. But this is where there's that fine line. Why? You know, he's got concepts of plans. He's got, you know, since he left office, he's contacted Putin 7 times. Why? Why? We are in the home stretch. It feels like we're in the home stretch. We need to think. We need better. We need better. We have to have better. We can't have him back, because what would happen? Oh. So let's go through Project 2025 just a little bit. So it seems like he's trying to distance himself, but yet in his rallies, he wants to get rid of the Department of Education. Why? Remember, under the Trump administration, under the Project 2025, they want to get rid of FEMA. So there is a lot going on. I think a lot of people are not wanting to pay attention to all the negativity in the news. And I get it. I really understand, because it's so overwhelming. And especially now, every time you turn on the TV, there's some political ad. I get it. I completely get it. I also understand that his ammo is to lie completely. That's his ammo. That's how he does things, which I guess if that's worked, he is constantly, it's not him. He reflects off, and it's somebody else's problem. And so another thing that has come up recently is that Trump has claimed that FEMA disaster relief money has been spent on migrants. And that has been debunked, and that is absolutely false. But because he has said that, people are believing that. And this is where I understand, you know, someone's going to say, well, you know, politics, people lie. There's a difference between a white little tiny lie and a lie that is not just a lie, but it becomes a conspiracy and it becomes a whole different thing on itself, such as the Haitians and everything else. This is not the time for him or ever at this point. It's not my opinion. What if you have no plan, you have nothing in line for when you become president, what would be the purpose of you to become president again, ever? And regardless of what you think, he was involved in January 6th. And regardless of what anybody thinks, he's a felon. That Biden didn't have anything to do with that. That was him. That was his doing. And if you are still on the fence, you may look all that up. So, what do we know about the man he decided to pick as his VP pick? So, we know that his name is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance. He's a 40-year-old man. He was born August 2nd, 1984. So he's part of the Republican Party. Shock, shock, right? Because y'all knew that. You guys all knew that, obviously. He's actually part of the MAGA movement. So that's, I think that's part of something totally different than just a Republican Party. So let's put this in a little more, in a little extra special. He opposed Trump's presidency in 2016. He was totally against it. There's been videos of him in interviews. He was totally against his presidency. J.D. Vance has become a very big, strong Trump supporter. What could have changed? Power. Power changes people. July of 2024, this past July, he became Trump's VP pick. Is it an odd pick? Kind of odd pick. I think it is. He's a national conservative. He's a right-wing populist. He has ties to Silicon Valley. So maybe you do know this, maybe you don't know this, maybe you don't care, and maybe I'm just talking, just to talk. But J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for Project 2025. Have you read it? Have you paged through it? It's all online. If you have not read it, if you have not checked it out, you need to. J.D. Vance, what does he oppose? Well, he opposes abortion. So if you are a woman and you want to have full autonomy of your body, no. J.D. Vance opposes abortion. What else? Well, same-sex marriage. He also opposes continued American military aid to Ukraine. So that should give, and anybody that's like, oh, we should. Well, why? So if we were to do that, so Russia could just go in and do whatever they want. Well, that's terrible. Absolutely terrible. In 2016, he was a critic of Trump's, and he even called him America's Hitler. Think about that. He called him America's Hitler all the way in 2016. And himself, never a Trump guy. Never a Trump guy. What changed? Never a Trump guy. What changed? 2021, he publicly announced support for Donald Trump. So all this time, but in 2021, he publicly announced support for Donald Trump. He then apologized for past criticism of him. But that wasn't past criticism. You called him America's Hitler. Think about that. The man who destroyed people. You compared him to Hitler. Okay, that. And he is Trump's VP pick. Think about that one. So Vance also said if he were vice president in 2020, he would have deviated from certifying the election results. That is extraordinarily very important to understand. What Mike Pence did was his job. It was the country. It was his job. So if J.D. Vance would have never done that, that should alarm everybody. And let us not forget the lie about the Haitian community, even after it was debunked, that they're not eating pets. He continued, he don't care. He don't care if it's a lie. He'll just continue. J.D. Vance also said, if you're a woman without children, I'm going to repeat this part one more time. If you're a woman without children, you already know that some people regard you as a lesser being. Okay. This is a man who Trump picked as his VP pick. You must think, really? Really? I'm going to read that one more time. If you're a woman without children, you already know that some people regard you as a lesser being. Nobody does. Nobody does. If you're listening to this and you think that, I'm not sure why you're listening to my channel. Nobody does. Anybody that makes something like this up is so ridiculous. Unbelievable. And so I came across this article and I thought one last thing I will share and then we will go into other things because, you know, this is important. It says J.D. Vance, this is his quote. This is his quote. So I want to be as authentic as possible, my friends. Trump's willingness to call world leaders fat shows how good he is at foreign diplomacy. Wow. Wow, I'm going to read just a bit. J.D. Vance declared at a rally on Tuesday that Donald Trump's willingness to joke about world leaders' weight problems to world leaders' faces proves how good he is at foreign diplomacy. And that is the exact kind of statecraft we need at the White House. Okay. I don't know what kind of fuckery that is, but that is something you don't have any couth about you. You have no couth that you talk like that. Okay. You know what, my friends? We just dived deep into a segment of this. We have so much more to uncover. As always, I have so much coming up. I appreciate this. We're going to try to leave this as nice and as kind as possible. I know I'm opening myself up to some hate, but we're trying to be nice. So we're trying to get some nice hate, I guess. Anyways, thank you for listening to It Happened in the Middle of Fifth Avenue. I am your host. Thank you, Jody. AJ. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night. I'll have some more episodes coming soon. Bye-bye.